Shalom and welcome back after a brief hiatus to the daily Tzikas HaTzadik Chabura. Baruch Hashem, there have been a lot of good changes in our family. Adir started a new school on Tuesday, Miriam started GPATS last week, and I started a new job at the Yeshiva of Flatbush. So the hope is, even though we had a little bit of a hiatus, the hope is to continue to put out daily Chaburas on this wonderful Sefer of Tzikas HaTzadik. And today's idea is another essential chiddush and contribution or a tzaddok to the way that we view our lives and our relationship with God. He says, "Yalfina mebriyato sha'olam, the bechol davar halayla kodem liyom, kedeisa resh brachos." He says that we learn from the creation of the world. If you remember, we talked about this in previous episodes, that when the Gemara is trying to figure out how do we know that the Kriya Shema at night is a mitzvah, and that in fact the Jewish halachic day begins at night and continues into the next day. So one of the first proofs the Gemara gives, Tana Akrakai, like we saw in the previous episode, is that we derived it from the creation of the world, where it's Vayere Vayiboker, that is the process of creation. But Rav Tzadok is now going to say that it's not just true on a cosmological or calendarical level, how we sort of format our halachic day in living, but rather he says, Ki bechol davar ha-ha-eder Kodem lehavaya. Then everything, now he's going to interpret it more phenomenologically and spiritually, apipanimius, that we're always going to experience the absence, the decay, before we experience the growth and the presence. Rav Moses in here in the footnotes gives a mashal that was actually very popular, properly used by Rabbi Dessler in his work, Michtam Eliyahu, the idea of a seed, that in order for a seed to grow into a flower, into a tree, into a plant, it first has to decay, and only then does it grow from there. And setting this up, that this is the natural created rhythm of our spiritual lives, is such an important new perspective that Rav Tzadok is offering us. Because so often what we think is that, no, that when I'm experiencing the choshech, the distance, the absence in my life, in our lives, it's I'm moving away from the or, from the presence, from the light. I'm not moving towards it, but says Rav Tzadok, no, it's the opposite, that when we experience the choshech, we're actually moving towards the light. As he says, he quotes here a beautiful pasuk from Micha, V'chi eshev b'choshech Hashem or li. That when I'm eshev b'choshech, when I am living and I'm experiencing distance and disconnection and the absence, well then I should just realize that Eda, we have to internalize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's illumination and that felt the presence is going to be there for us afterwards. And in order to appreciate this, we have to sort of take into account the Hasidic metaphysics that account for all of this. In some one formulation, it's Eino Movado, the a cosmic perspective that all that truly exists is God. So whether it's in Choshech or it doesn't matter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present there. Or the way that Rabbi Nachman talks about it, Afilo Shabbos Hastara, Shabbatocha Hastara, even in the hiddenness of hiddenness, Gam Sham Nimsa Hashem Yisbaruch, will also be able to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or the way like Rav Tzadok talks about in his work, Sisei Laili says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mistater Tocha Choshech, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself within the darkness. Which are many different ways of saying that as much as we can feel the felt and expressed presence of God in our lives, there's always the unexpressed or undiscovered on our part that's being mistater, that's being hidden within the folds of created reality that's hidden from us. There's always a greater amount that's hidden than there is revealed. And the analogy, I guess, that makes sense for me is used, like you talk about dark matter. There's so much in the universe that impacts our day-to-day, both personal experience, but more on a cosmic level, that we can't really explain and understand, and yet it's having that tangible effect. It's hidden, and yet it's having a huge effect. And so now adds, Rav Tzadok, Yikochaye ha'adam kach merkavim mihazman choshech ve'or, yom ve'layla kachozer chalila. That our entire lives are dynamic like this. It ebbs and flows. We feel moments of felt presence and clarity, and then we have those moments of disconnection where things feel very cloudy and we are uncertain about the role of God in our lives and our connection to Him. It goes back and forth and says, God forbid, it says Chalila, but it's true that even when we have those moments of connection, the next day, the next moment, we can feel completely unmoored and unconnected as well. But in experiencing those rhythms, says Rav Tzadok, the perspective needs to be Raksha Choshech Kodem de Klipa Kodem es Lepri. That the feelings of absence and we talked about the decay that's necessary for the growth, for the presence, precedes the light, that presence, just like the peel of a fruit as we are taking it off precedes the fruit itself. And so in a way, what we're doing, using this metaphor, is that we're trying to show that, yeah, God, there's the expressed, revealed reality of your presence in this world. But our job is to puncture through, to peel back the layers of reality to show how even in those areas where it seems that you're not connected at all, you have no connection to us whatsoever, even there, even in the tachton, shebetachton, the most bottom pit of experience, and each person knows what that is in their own lives, that even there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found in the most manifest presence. But now, as Rav Tzadok, there is a madriga, there is a modality of experience where this isn't the case, where it's actually reversed. He says, chutz bekachim. When it comes to the halachos of the korbanos, the Beis HaMikdash, kaimelon, we learn there, halayla achar ayom. A layla follows day, explains Rashi, that when you offer up, say, a korban todah, a korban chagigah, something like that, so you have the entire day that the korban was offered, and then the following connected night to consume that korban. What you see here is we're setting up a paradigm that the yom sets the stage, and the Laila follows after, as opposed to, like we've been talking about until now, that Choshech, darkness, precedes light. And so now explains Rav Tzadok, Kimisha Kvar Bala Kodesh Hayom Kodem. When a person is at that level, and here I'm looking at Rav Tzadok and his other workers, Sisei Laila, where he describes a Kodesh of someone, Shemiyachid Umoser Atzma Kol Chochosav Lashem Yisbarach. Their entire level, this is like the tzaddik, like the Baal Tanya describes, that their entire way of life is all filtered through the consciousness of God. It's almost as if Tzadok's going to say in a little bit, that we're able to see the world through the God perspective and not through the human perspective. To use a term that the Nefesh HaChaim uses, we're able to see things mitzido, from his perspective, and not mitzideno, from our perspective. And so continuing with the metaphor of the fruit, Rav Tzadok says, it's kemo misha ome toch hapri, etzlo hapri kodem l'klipa. Instead of looking for things from the outside in, we're looking for things from the inside out. And so the way that Rav Tzadok further explains this distinction and differentiation in his work, Takanas HaShavim, which is all about Shuva, he says, well, this is a level of the type of person who's not only experiencing what he calls the Hakara Brua, the clarity of the presence of God in their life, and therefore is able to live in concert with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine values, but also is able to go ahead and be metaken, to rectify the klipa. Because in the previous perspective, we talked about how we tear away that choshech, which seems to be, again, an obstacle to get to where? To the pre itself, the fruit, the bountiful, passionate experience of God. But in that metaphor, we were throwing away the klipa, the shell, and grabbing onto the fruit. But now Rav Tzadok is saying, we flip it around, that you already have the pre, and from that perspective, being tapped into that perspective, we're able to see that they weren't just obstacles. There's actually, as we said before, there's actually kedusha, there's nitzotos, there's sparks, there's presence, even in those klipos, those shells, those obstacles themselves. Because as we said before, it's in a movado. Everything is a illumination of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But of course, that's dangerous work. Of course, many of the great false messiahs, whether it was Jacob Frank or Shabbat Tzvi, fell prey to this problem of going ahead and trying to rectify the sparks of existence, and yet they fell prey to them, whether it was through Christianity with Jacob Frank or Islam through Shabbat Tzvi. In fact, there exists a sect today called the Dunmeh who still converted to Islam through Shabbat Tzvi and are still committed to seeing him as a messianic figure. And so it takes a great amount of being rooted in Kedusha to be able to affect that type of tikkun. And so says Rav Tzadok, because perhaps you would think that Kriya Shema itself, what Kriya Shema represents, is supposed to be also so potent, so powerful. He says, therefore, that's why the Gemara had a thought, perhaps, also, that the ordering of Kriya Shema should also follow this paradigm of the Korbanos, of the Kodesh, of day coming before night. That in order for us to go ahead and accept Kabbalah's Olmachos Shemayim in our lives, it wouldn't be enough to remove the obstacles to seek out the presence. Rather, we have to already be tapped into that sense of presence and then be able to be attacking that. Meaning it would be vouchsafe for very few individuals, which Baruch Hashem it's not, because we all have this opportunity to tap into it. But there is one area where, regardless of who we are, what point we are in our journey of growth, in our Avodas Hashem, in our Judaism, there is one area we're actually able to already be tapped into that divine perspective, that mitzido, and that is when we learn Torah. As he says, "Be'ayim v'tamidi Rabbeinu Yonah," we look at the commentary of the students of Rabbeinu Yonah, which is a commentary on the Rif on Maseches Brachos. They say on Brachos Ches Aleph, which is the pagination in the Rif, "Ve'omer de'gam b'Torah kein," that this perspective of Laila, of night, following Yom, is also true by when it comes to Talmud Torah. What they're explaining over there, the context, is why is it that we don't have to recite another Birchas HaTorah when we go ahead and sit down after a long day of class or an internship or work to go ahead and learn some Torah at night, where seemingly it's already the day has already started, a new day. So if it's a new day, why should I have to make another Birchas HaTorah after I made one that morning? And so there's many different answers to this question. One beautiful answer is that it's one connected day where everything we do is through the prism of Torah and Halacha. We talked about this before, but in the context here, that doesn't answer the question, because if it's true that night starts a new day, then it shouldn't help me, it shouldn't cover me for the previous day's bracha. And so what the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah are telling us is that that Torah is different, it's unique, it's like the Avodas HaBeis HaMikdash, that we actually follow the paradigm of night following day as opposed to day following night. And what Rav Tzadok is then adding here is that when we learn Torah, we're tapping into the Mitzido, a Kadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, whether it's Mishnah, it's Tanakh, it's Machshava, it's Halacha, it's Gemara, we're tapping into that. We talked about previously in the name of Rav Kook. And therefore, empowered by that experience, it can, again, like we said before, it can shape the rest of our day, the rest of our lives. And so my bracha for all of us is that, yes, we should, as we're going forth in our journey, reach that level of the Kodesh in every aspect, every facet of our lives, but also to recognize and to experience the Kodesh experience that is the learning of Torah. And with that, I hope you have an amazing day.